AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A busy day for Donald Trump on the third anniversary of a suicide bombing in Afghanistan that killed 13 U.S. service members. Trump laid wreaths at Arlington National Cemetery, speaking about the chaotic U.S. withdrawal at an event later.
We'll get the resignations of every single senior official who touched the Afghanistan calamity to be on my desk at noon on Inauguration Day. You know, you have to fire people. You have to fire people when they do a bad job. We never fire anybody.
The Biden administration was following a withdrawal commitment and timeline the Trump administration had negotiated with the Taliban. A special investigator's review concluded decisions by both Trump and President Biden were the key factors leading to the rapid collapse of the Afghan military and the Taliban takeover. And Sagar Magani reports a one-time Democratic presidential candidate is endorsing Trump.
Tulsi Gabbard ran for the Democratic nomination 4 years ago, and when she dropped out, backed Joe Biden.
He will lead our country guided by the spirit of aloha, respect and compassion.
Since then, Gabbard has shifted from the party, campaigned for Republicans, and today, the National Guard veteran stood alongside Trump.
Whether you're a soldier, you're an airman, a Marine, sailor, or a Coastie, he keeps us in his heart in the decisions that he makes.
Gabbard has long signaled support for Trump, even as a House Democrat. She was the only lawmaker to vote present when the House impeached Trump in 2019. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Special Counsel Jack Smith has asked a federal appeals court to reinstate the classified documents case against the former president. And a former Florida sheriff's deputy has been arrested, charged with manslaughter in the killing of a black U.S. Air Force senior airman. In May, Roger Fortson was shot when he answered his apartment door while holding a gun pointed toward the ground. This is AP News. A mixed start to the week on Wall Street. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high on Wall Street, even as losses for big tech companies pulled other indexes lower. The Dow edged up 65 points. It's about 0.2%. That was enough to beat the all-time high the Dow set last month. The S&P 500 fell 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 0.9%. Both the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq have much heavier weightings in tech than the Dow does. That's why losses for Nvidia and other tech giants helped pull those indexes lower. It's a busy week for markets with lots of earnings reports from major companies. That includes Nvidia, which reports on Wednesday. The government releases its latest report on inflation on Friday. Seth Sutel, New York.
In federal court, Kroger and Albertsons are defending their plan to merge, saying it would help them compete with Walmart and Costco. The Federal Trade Commission is trying to block it, saying it would eliminate competition and raise grocery prices. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.